Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is the last thing you watched on YouTube, Lena?
A grocery haul.
What do you mean a grocery haul?
Like, as this family went grocery shopping and what they bought for the month and how much they spent, because they have like 8 kids.
Oh, what was impressive so about it? What funny. Blew you away by this video?
How much money she saved, and like she would give the totals for each store, and then I was like, oh my God, I spend that and I only have 3 kids. Like, she really was really very budget friendly.
Oh, that's amazing. So was it mostly coupons, or did she do the deals of the week, or both?
No coupons. She just would like really meal plan, and she just was very like frugal.
Wow.
They didn't have anything fancy. They still had meat and produce and stuff, but it wasn't like elaborate meals. And
I love that. So that's what you watched on YouTube. Jennifer, how about you? Last thing you watched on YouTube?
The funniest thing I've ever seen. Angry grandpa yelling at Tollbooth.
Angry grandpa yelling at Tollbooth. How did you come across angry grandpa yelling at Tollbooth on YouTube?
Across on my Facebook one day, and I played it, and it was the funniest thing. And I played it for my mom. I'm like, Mom, this is gonna be dad in a few years. And then I played it for one of my coworkers the other day, and we were just dying because it reminds us of one of our drivers. And then I played it for my boss, and she was on the floor.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, we'll have to look at that.
Funniest thing, but you can't play it on the radio because there are. Because he does get angry.
Does he? Like,
probably.
Does Grandpa use bad words?
Grandpa uses bad words. He's trying to put the quarter in the toll booth, and he's yelling at the woman, and it's the funniest thing.
Oh, that's
thing.
So funny. Well, I'll give it a watch. Thanks for calling. Lauren, the last thing you watched on YouTube.
I am forever watching reruns of Ellen and Dr. Phil.
Yep.
And the only thing that sucks about it is that they only do like those 15-minute clips of the show, because I work till 5 o'clock, so I can't watch the shows at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I am just forever watching the reruns. And I'm always so jealous, like, of the 12-day stuff.
Oh, you and me, but don't you just want to get on that show sometime?
Yes. I wanted to buy tickets for 12 days next year, but then there's a rumor going around that Ellen's ending her show. So I called the Ellen show and I was like, is this true? And they're like, we can't confirm or deny. I was like, tell me what's going on.
Wow.
Now, her wife wants her to quit. Her brother wants her to keep doing it. That was the story.
I want her to keep doing it.
Well,
so does America.
But if that's what Portia wants, I mean, you know, your spouse is going to have a big influence on what you want. Or maybe Portia knows more about what kind of toll it takes on Ellen.
Oh, sure. She probably wants more Ellen time.
Yeah, exactly. That's interesting. If you hear anything else on the down low, let us know. Jen, last thing you watched on YouTube?
The Brad May Made a Goal.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's a good
what inspired
choice.
That? I love that.
You know what? Hmm. My husband will get in these, like, I don't know, YouTube tunnels where he starts watching one video. And it always, no matter what, 20 minutes later leads to, wait, come here, babe, you got to watch this. Got it. I mean, all about it, True Savers fans through and through, but I think in the last 10 years we've watched it probably at least 1,000 times. It's like, wait, you got to watch from this angle.
Is that you doing your boyfriend or your husband?
Yeah. Yes, my husband.
Is that you doing your husband's voice right now?
Babe, you got to come watch this.
Yes.
Do it one more time.
Wait, hold on. Okay, you gotta, just wait. Watch the setup. And you got to just watch. Oh, my God.
That's classic. Did he watch the Sabres game last night? Because the second period was amazing.
He did. He did. I saw none of it. I was at work, but he told me all about it and gave me the rundown of all the goals.
Oh, good.
How did that sound when he ran down all the goals? Could you do an impression of him telling you about last night's game?
You know what? It was fairly quick. He just said how we scored 5 goals in the second, and I said, oh, who scored all the goals? It's Skinner scored. He did. A little bit of everyone.
Nice. Yeah, oh, that is amazing. Oh, that is so fun. I love that. Call us back anytime you want to do impressions of your husband, okay?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jen. Jessica, last thing you watched on YouTube?
Last thing I watched was my husband's music video with our son in it.
A video? A video with your son?
Video.
Oh, a music video with
your
son in it?
What's the music video?
My husband. It's Rizzy Renzo. He is an upcoming artist. He does his own music videos. He shoots, records, and does all the editing himself.
Nice. Cool. And so does he have a lot of video watches?
Right now, I think it's at like 500, and it's been up for about 2 weeks now.
All right. Cool. What's the name of the song?
It's 2018-2019. Our 9-year-old son is on it as well with him.
Cool.
I'll have to watch this on YouTube. I will definitely check it out.
He has a wide channel. He does lacrosse games. He does music videos, commercials. Like, he's very talented with what he does.
Good for him. Now, besides your husband, what guilty pleasure YouTube video have you watched?
Honestly, I just watch my husband's stuff. Okay. He has me watch a lot of motivational stuff, though, but most of the time it's just his stuff.
I do like watching the YouTube motivational stuff, and I'll watch it. Sometimes if I'm on the treadmill or something. No, I'm not even joking. I can't help it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.